can literally hear people laughing.
Hi, I'm Nathan Chester, and this is the Layup Lines podcast. I'm joined with my co-host Cedric Davis and our guest Ivy Roberts, and that was the worst national anthem in the history of all national anthems.
I'm literally at a loss of words. Like, that was
scary.
I want to defend Fergie because I'm a fan, but that, like, yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm gonna let y'all talk about that. That's just.
Bad. I mean, like. It's NBA All-Star Weekend. A lot of people are tuning in to watch. Fergie, I saw she won 8 Grammys in her career. She's won 8 Grammys in her career. This is like a really safe pick to like sing the national anthem. You got an 8-time Grammy winner, great singer. I love the Black Eyed Peas growing up. They were my jam back in the day. And what is that? Do you know how many syllables are put on the last line that didn't need to be?
Shut up, baby. You know, if I was in a Staples Center, I would have thrown popcorn at her.
Well, I mean, they're already laughing at her.
Like, I would have thrown popcorn at her.
Come on, man. We shouldn't be making fun of people. She tried her best.
I saw a meme. It was like, Fergie did so bad, it made Colin Kaepernick want to stand up.
It made me want to take a knee. I mean, I was basically watching the death of our country and its national anthem on national television. I was like working on an article on my laptop while listening to this. I about fell off my couch when she got to like halfway through the song.
That was so bad. Like, and you know, it's rumors, like it's reports that she didn't sound like this during dress rehearsal.
I would certainly hope not. She got a bunch of fake friends. They told her that sounded good before she went out there and did that.
Anyway, let's open.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. So, first off, you got to start off with what's the most important. What's the most important, Cedric?
Dun, 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 it's the ATO intramural report.
Oh.
You've been working on that jingle.
I have.
My gosh. So, yeah, it's time for the weekly ATO intramural update. Ivy Roberts here was a witness to the ATO Team 2 basketball game.
Sadly.
In which they lost 30-8 last night.
First of all,
8.
The other team only scored 30.
I mean, the point differential is only at 22.
Yeah, it wasn't like they were just that much better.
Ivy, in your expert basketball opinion, what were some takeaways you had from that game?
I would just say I was scared of watching because, I mean, if you shoot a basketball in one direction and it goes the completely opposite direction behind the basketball goal.
Dallas Abraham, I love you, man. You're not a basketball player.
Yeah, that was an embarrassing mistake.
There was, Dallas Abraham and another guy in ATO. I was talking to him, like, the day before the game, and he said, Nathan, my goal is to get 10 shots up during this game. He said, I want to shoot the ball 10 times. And he did. He took probably about 15 shots in that game. He
didn't make none.
Obviously, we didn't break double digits. Yeah,
he didn't make a single one of them.
Didn't make a bucket.
And he walks up to me after the game and goes, Nathan, my goal was to shoot 10 shots, and I shot 15. I did what I came out here to do. I'm like, damn. I respect that. I respect the heck out of
that. Shooters got to shoot.
Yeah,
shooters got to shoot.
And, man, the shooters were doing some shooting last night.
You know what's the problem?
In the wrong goal.
We just weren't hitting. Like, I like the shot selection. I really do.
All right, let's be clear. For ATO Team 2, there is no such thing as a good shot. There is better shots. But with the talent that team has, there is no such thing as a good shot.
I mean, you're not lying, but basically the play is just get the ball inbounds. And if you want to shoot the ball 94 feet, do it.
Do it. Have fun.
It's all about entertainment.
That's what it's all about.
It's all about entertainment.
Caleb Stuckey took the ball, went and dunked on a side goal in the middle of the game.
The best part of the game.
Mm-hmm. By far. Easily.
By far. Even though he almost landed on me. I had to run because I ain't trying to get.
By the way.
Did you really run, though?
Okay, I had to, like, hop. You know?
Yeah.
By the way, you're on the Team 2 roster. Why did you not play last night?
Because I was reffing. I was refereeing a different game.
You were reffing?
Yeah, a more competitive game.
You that game was over, and you could still come in and play.
Then, okay, you're right. Then I couldn't find a clean jersey. And
did you see the people out there? Were they wearing consistent jerseys?
It doesn't matter, dog.
You could have walked out there in your boxers and no one would have cared.
Honestly, I might play the next game.
You might play the next game?
I can get 15.
You get 15?
Shots up. Definitely getting 15
shots. Even Dallas can do that. What are you going to set yourself apart from?
Oh, 35.
35?
I could definitely get 35 shots up.
I have no faith.
I'm not playing no defense. I'm like Melo. I don't play defense.
Yep.
No, I'm going to catch it in high post. I'm going to post you up. You know, do my little thing. Get a bucket.
What are the NBA player comparisons for Team 2?
I got to think of some trash people in the NBA.
Okay, Desmond is Sean Marion.
Desmond is Sean Marion.
Sean Marion. That
he definitely
shot?
Shoot just like Sean Marion. That man, I saw.
Oh my gosh.
I saw that man.
He flopped last night.
Man, and I said, that was the first thing I saw when I walked in.
Yeah,
and I was like, Nathan, he shoots like Sean Marion.
That was the very first thing you said to me.
And wow, that made my night though.
Okay, like, I'm not sure if I want to, like, disrespect a certain amount of NBA players and compare them to him. So let's just move on. Now, last week, ATO2, we're just going to forget about that. ATO1, on the other hand, had a basketball game last week. Now, I may have gotten 25. But
it took you 35 shots to get 25.
Not that many.
It took me
20 shots to get
no,
to 25.
No, it definitely took you 35 shots to get 25.
There is no way I took 35 shots. I don't think we took 35 shots as a team.
I mean, that might be true. But you definitely had more shot attempts than you had points.
No, there is no way.
You definitely had more
I
shots.
I did
there.
Not take more than 25 shots. Were you there?
I was there.
You definitely had more shot attempts.
I was too busy, like, breathing for my life to even notice if anybody was in the student section over there.
How's your back?
What?
How's your back?
Heavy. You know what? My teammates are great, man. We have a great team.
I'm definitely finna throw you under the bus. The next day, I saw Nathan, and Nathan was like, saying my back hurt. And I'm like, Nathan, why? He said, from carrying the team all last night.
I did not say that. That's a lie. It's an equal.
He's at loss for words.
That's an equal. I was joking, Cedric. You know I was.
Yeah. Just like Kobe was joking when he used to call his teammates.
Okay, bums. I will never disrespect Kobe Bryant in the mid-2000s like ever again.
Now you see his – you saw the struggle.
I saw his struggle. Yeah, I did. All right. So we've talked a little bit about the NBA. We talked a little bit about what happened during the All-Star break, like terrible national anthems. Let's talk about Jimmy Butler for a second. Let's talk about how this man got so drunk the night before he was supposed to go play in the NBA All-Star game, but he said, you know what? I don't really feel like it. I'm going to sit it out.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
What?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Look, if he ain't want to play an All-Star game.
I probably should throw a big fat alleged in front of there.
Ain't no alleged.
He was allegedly out drinking and partying
There's
the night
no
before.
Alleged. He was definitely hungover. He was definitely hungover. He wouldn't be the first player in the NBA to play a game with a hangover.
Oh, my gosh. You really about to go there?
Yes. People got to quit lying and saying Jordan had the flu.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
You cannot play a professional basketball game with the flu.
I've played with the flu before.
Oh, my God. You're lying.
Professional.
Touche. Okay.
You're not playing that game with the flu. Jordan didn't play that game with the
they
flu.
They hit him with a bunch of IVs and stuff just to get him through the night.
You know why?
You think he didn't go back to the hotel room and just, like, suffered after that?
No. No. I think he went back to the hotel room and did what he did the previous night, which drink. Jordan was hungover. He was hungover. He didn't need. Come on now.
Okay, so what's your point? He still scored 37 points and won the game.
I'm just saying we got to quit lying to people and telling and saying that Jordan played with the flu. No. A real athlete played with a stomach virus in the 2000 NBA Finals, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, it's a shame he didn't have Shaquille O'Neal and all this great team behind him.
Shaq definitely got fouled out in that game. And Kobe scored all 8 of the points in overtime.
All 8.
It's
wow.
Overtime, but it was enough to get.
Let's talk about the time Kobe airballed 3 times in overtime.
You were literally 2. You win it? You were one. Shut up.
What were you, like four?
Actually, yes.
You're old, man. We're in different generations. You're a millennial. I'm Generation X.
Yeah, I know. You young people.
Mm.
Surrounded by you young people. Y'all keep me young. But speaking of the All-Star game, did you enjoy it? Like, did you
watch
it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was by far, like, the most competitive All-Star game. And, you know, I think it really, like, all led with LeBron. Like, people went as LeBron did. LeBron put his foot down, said we're going to be competitive, and everyone else just kind of followed suit.
Yeah, then when you're the best player in the world, you got that type of
power. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There really is no case for anyone else to be the best player in the world right now.
Yeah, you're right.
It's still LeBron.
Well, he's 32. He just turned 32.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, what, 15th year in the league?
Yep.
Just scored 30,000 points. He's finna approach 10,000 rebounds. He's approaching 7,000 assists.
Second best player of all time,
he's
easily.
The best player of all time.
Oh, my gosh. Stop this.
He's definitely the best player of all time.
It is so weird about how you can be older than me and from a different generation than me and say LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan.
Jordan won that spectacular. He won.
I wish you could see their faces right now.
He was nothing spectacular. Like, there was nothing great about Jordan.
Did you just say there was nothing great about Michael Jordan? I am at it. Ivy, I may need you to take over. Like, I am at a loss for words right now.
Look, LeBron James is I've said it once. He's a better athlete. He's a better passer. The only thing Jordan
okay,
got
okay, how's he a better athlete? What does he do? Jordan was faster and quicker.
No, he was not.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Nope.
Yes, he was. No, LeBron is bigger.
LeBron
and
is
has
bigger.
Similar athleticism
LeBron
in other regards.
LeBron is bigger,
regard.
Stronger, faster, and more athletic than Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Jordan's vertical was better than LeBron's.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just going to Google this.
Yeah, Ivy, you go Google the facts.
LeBron is bigger, stronger, faster.
Stronger?
Yes. LeBron's overall better. He's a better player. The only thing Jordan got over him is scoring. He's a better scorer, yes.
Jordan's a better scorer, better shooter. If you want to make...
I don't know about that.
Here it is, the facts. Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
This is a close call between Jordan and LeBron, but I will have to go with, drum roll please, LeBron. He is simply the best who can score any time, but he is not that selfish. He is only 23 or so years old and already has numerous triple doubles.
This is an article written when he was 23.
And is the top 100 scorers in the NBA, but this was a long time ago still. So, rest in peace.
People get so caught up in like this idea of Jordan. Like,
oh, I agree. Jordan's been kind of like deified to like a certain degree by ESPN.
Act as if Jordan is God. Like,
yeah,
no.
When I was like 5 and 6 years old, I one time asked my dad, "Did Michael Jordan ever miss a shot?"
Because
through Space Jam and ESPN, my young naive self literally never thought he had missed a shot before.
People act like Jordan never missed a shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and I agree with that. He's been like deified to a certain level. But let's go down like individual attributes. You're a little skeptical about it, but most people would say Michael Jordan's a better shooter than LeBron James.
No, he's not.
What?
Both of them.
Jordan is one of the, if not the best mid-range shooter of all time.
Mid-range.
He's been a three-point shooter too.
Nope. The last three.
LeBron is a super inconsistent three-point shooter.
The last 3 years of LeBron have shot 40% from three.
In 2016, he did not shoot 40%. He shot like low mid-30s. He had a really bad year from beyond the arc.
Nah, dog. No, you didn't. You got your numbers wrong.
You're the one like contradicting me. You got to like provide a source. Okay. Michael Jordan, 1998-1999, averaged 8.5 assists a game.
It's easy to get 8.5 assists a game when you're getting double teamed. And all you got to do is pass it to a great shooter, Steve Kerr, and another great player, Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, so those Miami Heat teams, LeBron definitely didn't have a great player in Dwayne Wade.
Listen, first of all, listen.
Definitely didn't have a bunch of shooters
on that
team.
D Wade was great 1 year while he played with LeBron.
Oh, stop. He was at peak Wade
he was
all
great
those years.
1 year when he played with LeBron, and that's 2010. The year that I'll give it to you. LeBron choked in the finals.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll give it to it. D Wade would have won finals MVP.
Yep.
But those other years, just like in Cleveland, LeBron carried a bunch of bombs to the finals.
Mm-hmm. The East was absolutely garbage. Okay, so here's kind of like, and there's like arguments on both sides. Like people say, And I kind of agree to a certain point. Like, why should you be, like, penalized for making the championship or making the finals if you beat everybody to get there and you finally lose to a better team? Because,
yeah,
like, Michael Jordan, like, lost in the first round, like, a lot more than LeBron did.
But he lost to better teams.
Yeah. MJ played Larry Bird in the Boston Celtics the first round. He played the Detroit Pistons. He played a bunch of, like, some of the greatest dynasties, like, in NBA history, like, at the beginning of the playoffs. LeBron happens to meet some of the – plays easy teams early on.
And it gets harder for him as it goes on.
Yeah.
That's why he's never been swept.
Does LeBron James have a defensive player of the year?
We're not going to talk about – okay. It should be an asterisk next to the award. Who else was going to win it when Jordan won defensive player of the year? Who else?
David Robinson.
Nope. Nope, they won't think give it to him. Bro.
It's hard for me to remember off the top of my head who everybody
listen,
that played
in
at that
the
point 80s was.
And 90s, the NBA catered to Jordan. They literally catered
because he was that great.
No, because he was the moneymaker.
So what are you saying? Like, all the other teams, like, were intentionally made worse to help Jordan succeed?
No, but the NBA purposely they propelled Jordan to this higher level. I'm not – look.
That's what happens when you go 6-0 in the NBA Finals.
And he played a bunch of bum teams. He played one great team in the Finals.
Which was?
The Seattle Supersonics.
Mm-hmm.
Because the year they went 72-10, Seattle won 69 games.
I'll agree. The teams he beat were not at their peak anymore. Yeah. Magic was on his last leg. Yep. Utah was aging. Yep, Seattle was great at that point. Who else he beat? Portland was great.
Clyde Drexler was... going and he was in like the end of his prime. No,
Jordan was starting to near the end of his prime at that point too.
I mean, but when you was a better player in your prime, you're gonna be a better player.
All right, let me just like end that argument with this. LeBron has a chance to be the greatest player of all time.
Yes.
If he keeps this up the next few years, I think he will be.
LeBron is not gonna retire anytime soon.
No, I don't think he will.
LeBron is gonna retire as the all-time leading scorer.
Probably.
He's going to retire top 10 in rebounds, top 3 in assists, top 10 in steals.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. So let's have this conversation 5 years from now.
Bet.
All right. Now, my boy Trae Young.
Yeah, yo boy. Because you love him.
The next Stephen Curry.
Stop.
Yes, he will be.
You're being disrespectful.
And you think I'm being disrespectful to Steph?
I don't even like Steph Curry as a player. I love him as a man.
You said you like Steph as a player.
Yeah, right. I'm in my moods about Steph. Because sometimes Steph, I just like watching Steph go off of 50.
Mm-hmm.
Then other times I'm like, can you please miss? Like when he played Westbrook.
So yeah, it's just all about the Russell Westbrook.
Well, I don't know what it is about Westbrook. Steph Curry do not miss when he plays OKC.
It's because of Westbrook's defense. That's why.
OKC's 2-0 against them.
We'll see in the playoffs.
Okay, so
but Trae Young has like lit college basketball on fire all year long. Yet Oklahoma's on a 5-game losing streak right now.
They lost 8 of 9.
Lost 8 of 9, 5-game losing streak. Trae Young has been not. I mean, he's still been all right. His team's not very good, but he hadn't been playing to the level that he was at the beginning of the season.
They're 6-8 in the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
Trae Young is averaging 6.4 turnovers the last 12 games.
I'm still picking him number one in the NBA draft. High turnovers are usually a good mark that a point guard is going to be good in the NBA.
I don't care because I wouldn't take him. I wouldn't take him first.
Who would you take first, sir?
The big man from Duke. Melvin Brad Gordon, whatever his name.
Marvin Bagley.
Yeah, Marvin Bagley. I'm taking him.
He's kind of a tweener. He's kind of small.
Listen, I got a theory. Big men are coming back.
Really?
Big men are coming
back. Explain.
Look, the problem with big men in the NBA or in the world, they got so caught up in like, oh my gosh, threes, and it sped the game up.
Yeah.
But once you get a big man like Melvin, like he been playing in college already at Duke, he's realizing I can dominate this game. So I can force people to play at my pace. Once you get guys like that, doing that in the NBA, like once Joel Embiid realized like, I can dominate the game without taking 5 threes a game. And just say, give me the ball. I'm finna dominate.
You know DeAndre Ayton at Arizona?
Yeah.
He had never picked up a weight before his freshman year. So he's kind of a little bit like you, I guess you could say.
Yep.
Yep.
ain't work out.
Yeah, not at all. Nah, you, let's be real. Your deadlifts are, like, solid, man.
Thank you. That's all I work out on.
Mm-hmm. I'm giving you a chance to brag. No, you go ahead and brag, man.
No, no. Mm-hmm. I'm a humble individual.
You should see Ivy's face right now.
I'm so humble right now.
Cedric is by far one of the most humble human beings I've ever met.
I think it's time for me to go.
You're too kind.
It's just like,
you're too kind, man.
I can fill up the next few minutes.
You are giving him the biggest head right now. Like, his head is glowing.
Cedric is just such
look
a...
At it. Look at his smile. Oh, God.
He's
so cocky.
I would want Cedric to date my daughter.
Listen, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think, honestly...
I would not.
Any sorority girl should want to take Cedric to a date party is what I'm saying.
No.
Honestly, they probably should. Whether or not I would say yes, that's depending on the girl.
No, but you're very humble. You'd go with
anybody. Actually, yeah, I would.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah.
Like, I love.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, I ain't going to say I love date parties.
Yeah.
Because they really suck.
Oh, my gosh.
You
just broke so many hearts right then and there.
I really don't care. Look, if I'm being honest... You really shouldn't penalize me for being honest. In all honesty.
But you got to realize that saying in all honesty doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want.
So should I say it or not? You know, okay, I ain't going to say it.
No, what were you going to say?
The day party sucked. Regardless of the sorority.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
regardless of the sorority.
You have literally alienated like half of our audience right then. Our audience.
I'm sorry.
Our huge, thriving audience, Cedric. Think of our huge, thriving audience.
Sorry? I'm being honest. Their formals are good.
Yeah.
Their formals are good, especially mm-hmm. because of the food.
I agree.
I go because
y'all's
of the food.
Formals food was the best.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I can die a happy man now.
And guess who planned it?
Guess who showed up 45 minutes late as well.
Okay. Guess whose date left in the middle of it.
Who?
Mine.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Should I
ask or should I like what? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Run away.
Okay. We won't ask about that.
Ask about that.
That's bad PR.
Don't worry. Next year. Next year, ATO formal gonna be a lot better for you. What are you doing?
Looking through.
Anyway, let's get back on topic.
Okay. So. I think Trae Young's going to be great.
I mean, I think he's going to be a great player.
Yeah.
Well, great. I don't know. He's going to be a good player.
I think he'll easily be a 25-6 guy in the NBA. That's great. I'll take that.
No. I want my point guard averaging more than 6 assists.
Well, I mean, the point guard has won 2 of the 3. All right, the point guards who have won the last 3 championships have each averaged under 6 assists a game at different points.
Because you know why?
Why?
We have no dominant big men. Big men don't know how to dominate. We need bigs to know how to dominate.
But we don't right now. So you can pick a point guard like Trae Young and expect him to get you like 25-6.
No, I don't want my point guard averaging 25 points and 6 assists. No. Because he's going to average 6 turnovers.
You prefer a point guard who averages 28, 10, and 10 and 6 turnovers?
Yep. I'll take that any day.
Russell Westbrook never won a championship, man.
You sleep. OKC is upsetting Golden State this year. I'm telling you.
All right. LaVar Ball. What do you know, Cedric?
Oh. The Big Baller Brand just released the shoes.
Oh, my gosh.
The LiAngelo ones.
Okay, so my friend Parker Fleming, him and I do some writing for the Memphis Grizzlies. He bought the Lonzo ones. The very first day they came out for like $500.
Did he get them?
Yeah, he got them. And like we started playing pickup together. He would never shoot the ball anymore. He's just like, I'm a pure point guard now. He literally became Lonzo after he got the shoes.
Lonzo's a pure point guard. That's the type of point guard I want. A point guard that makes my team better. The Lakers play better when Lonzo's on the floor. They play better.
Hold up. I'm going to get some stats for you that show you that's not correct.
They play better. Look, I'm like looking at numbers. I'm looking at my eye test. Like,
you're going by eye test here.
The flow of the offense is it actually have a flow when Lonzo plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He know where you're going to go when you make
but
a
Lonzo
cut,
can't shoot.
Look, Westbrook, he's a rookie.
He also can't defend.
He's a rookie.
So what do you think Lonzo's ceiling is then?
Steve Nash?
I'm just playing with you. I think he'd be better than Steve Nash.
In all seriousness, I think he's an athletic Steve Nash.
Yeah, I really do like Lonzo's game. I don't really. There's not many players like Jason Kidd's probably like the closest thing to him.
Yeah.
I think a ceiling in Jason Kidd would probably be pretty nice, and honestly, I think the Lakers would take that.
We're not asking him to score 30. That's why we got Kyle Kuzma.
Okay, Kyle Kuzma can ball. He's good.
He really is.
Yeah.
Like, if it went for Donovan Mitchell, Kyle Kuzma is my.
What about Ben Simmons?
Kyle Kuzma is my rookie of the year. If it went for Donovan Mitchell.
There's somebody like, you know, Mark Isola on ESPN.
Yeah.
He said Donovan Mitchell's floor, as in like the worst he will be, is Dwayne Wade.
I'll take that. I'll
definitely take the player who the worst he can be is Dwayne Wade.
It's the third best shooting guard of all time.
Yeah.
Like,
and he can only get better than that.
I'll take that.
It's probably a little bit of an exaggeration, but
See him in a dunk contest?
Mm-hmm.
How did you think about
it? I mean, it was good. It's just kind of there. Like, wasn't great. Okay, Donovan Mitchell should have been fined for being that disrespectful to that Vince Carter dunk. That was nowhere near as good as Vince Carter's dunk. He had the audacity to turn around and say, it's over, just like Vince
did. He tried to mimic Vince.
Yeah.
Also, I went back and watched Vince Carter performance in the 2000 dunk contest.
It'll never be topped. It's best.
Like, I still get the same feeling that I did when I watched that live.
The three-point shootout was absolutely awful. Like, it was the worst shooting in the three-point shootout that I have ever seen.
I think I like Reggie Miller's take on it. Like, you should get great three-point shooters from the past, and you team them up with these current guys.
Yeah.
Then you have them go battle. You battle them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the team that actually win,
mm-hmm.
you have them two go head-to-head.
Yeah, that would actually be pretty
good. I would
lit.
Watch that.
Yeah.
I would watch that. I would love to see Reggie Miller outshoot a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But. Well, Cedric, it's looking like we're about out of time. Ivy, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No. Thank you for having me. I don't know anything about basketball.
No, you've been great. Like,
thank you.
I mean, just
appreciate it.
Just an incredible presence here. But you were basically a scout at the intramural game last night.
Very true.
Yeah. Number one fan right there.
Yes.
Now, if you want to watch a real intramural game.
Rurarega.
Let's go watch Kaya 1 and Zeta 1.
Because Cedric's got a ref a game.
Rush Zeta. Sorry.
You
what
definitely
did I just say?
Cannot say that.
No, we do not. We're going to strike that from the record. Like, we cannot be promoting. Cedric and I will talk a little bit about ATO just because that's the fraternity we're in. Not saying you should join it or anything at all like that.
No.
Probably should have led with that. Don't join any specific sorority based off what someone says on
a
podcast.
At all.
Yeah, yeah.
But
she's not even in Zeta. She just said
she
that.
She can't say that. I can't.
Oh, my gosh. Here we
I
go.
I won't, because then the other two sororities are going to be like, you tell me that, you know, I'm not.
Yeah, because
to,
they all listen I'm to not, this.
Yeah, you're right. So, rush later.
All right. So, with that, I think we're about out of time. This has been the Layup Lines Podcast. We'll see y'all next week.